On his arrival in Istanbul on Wednesday evening, Pope Benedict was warmly welcomed by the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I, together with the Armenian Patriarch Mesrob II and the Syrian Orthodox representative. From the airport, he went on to the residence of the Ecumenical Patriarch and the adjoining Church of St. George, where the two leaders held a joint prayer service, ending with the veneration of the relics of the two great doctors of the Church, St. John Chrysostom and St. Gregory, known as the Theologian.
St. Gregory of Nazianzus and St. John Chrysostom, whom the West also honors as doctors of the Church.
Pope Benedict described these two men as outstanding saints and pastors, recalling that part of their relics were returned from St. Peter's Basilica to this very Orthodox Church in November 2004, one of the last great ecumenical gestures that Pope John Paul II was able to preside at in the search for reconciliation between the churches of East and West.
Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity.
In his words to the Orthodox faithful there, Pope Benedict called to mind the momentous events that have sustained Catholics and Orthodox in the search for Christian unity, particularly the decision by Pope Paul VI and Patriarch Athenagoras to lift the anathemas or excommunications proclaimed in 1054 when the Church divided into East and Western Christianity.
I wish above all to recall the courageous decision to remove the memory of the anathemas of 54.
Since that courageous decision, Pope Benedict recalled, there have been numerous other signs of this new shared commitment, witnessed by many meaningful gestures. Both Pope Paul VI and Pope John Paul II, he said, were warmly received in the Church of St. George by Patriarchs Athenagoras and Demetrius I.
They are enduring milestones and guides along our path towards full unity.
Pope Benedict ended by praying that this latest meeting may also strengthen the mutual affection between Catholics and Orthodox and renew the common commitment to persevere on the journey to reconciliation and full unity of the churches.
I also rejoice to be in this land so closely connected to the Christian faith, where many churches flourished in ancient times.
In Istanbul, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.